Proclamation number 4410 of 19th of August, 1948. Inner voice. If you believe, you will also be able to hear my voice in your heart. But one thing has to be taken into account, that it sounds so subtle and quiet that you have to listen attentively, which requires a heartfelt immersion and complete detachment from the world. Anyone who waits for me to speak out loudly will be disappointed if he waits in vain. And yet he could hear me, for I am always ready to speak to my children on earth. And I always reveal myself if I am approached in prayer. Anyone who is able to pray intimately and commune with me is also able to hear my voice, for it is a continuous communion with me which he now conducts if he immerses himself in everything he desires to hear. I know my own, and anyone who wants to speak to me belongs to my own if his heart impels him to do so. But my own shall be properly instructed, therefore I myself will answer their questions which they put to the spiritual world. And if it is necessary that you receive clarification about it, I will announce it to you and it will be as clear as day before your eyes. But how many questions are sent up to me which I would like to answer and also do so but which are not understood because the questioner does not pay attention to his thoughts which surround him and which he only needed to receive. But such questioners are often erratic. They don't listen to their heart and therefore cannot hear my voice either. Then I can only give them an answer through my messengers. I can have the same conveyed to them which my messengers have heard. Yet again and again you humans should try to hear me directly by sincerely praying for enlightenment of spirit and mentally entrusting yourselves to me, so that I don't necessarily need to audibly make myself known to you but your thoughts are right and you can therefore feel enlightened if you pay attention to your thoughts and understand them as my answer, which they then truly are if only you believe. Amen.